This is something that happened.
This Mac here has got me through. Boy, it started off really problematic. I bought it on eBay in 1999 or 2000. 2000, that was it. It was a 1999 model, but I bought it in 2000, so it was already almost a year old. Bought it on eBay, probably for too much, thinking that, you know, it was a good deal. But then when it came in the mail, fired it up and the thing crashed almost immediately. It was running OS 8.5 back then, I think, and it was immediately... it was a problem. It was crashing, it was freezing all the time. I couldn't believe it. I'd never had a Mac that froze so much before. Not that I had, you know, a shitload of Macs, but I had had a few Macs, and it was just a real major disappointment. And the modem wasn't working, but, you know, the modem, you know, a couple dollars, right? The whole thing was freezing. It was an expensive problem. It seemed like it would be. And I contacted the person I bought it from. They had, of course, no knowledge of this Mac having any problems. But they did replace the modem. They sent me a PayPal'd me some cash, and I ended up buying a new modem for it. But had to live with the crashing problems for a couple of years until we finally resolved the issue by purchasing a new CPU, one of those Sonnet cards, one of those G4 500 MHz G4 cards, which upgraded this thing from a 400 MHz G3 to a 500 MHz G4, and ever since then it hasn't had the problems that it had, so I'm pretty sure now that it was the CPU. But by the time I resolved the problem, of course, it was way too late to contact this person again and say, well, okay, here it is. Besides, it was one of those, you know, you buy it on eBay and, you know, there's only so much you can do to recover what you perceive to be failings of the transaction. So there's more to it, but it was a real disappointment. So when I called the guy, 2 years after I had purchased his computer off of eBay, needless to say, he wasn't very receptive to reimbursing me for some of the funds for the computer I had purchased from him 2 years before. Luckily for me, he had lived in the same county as I. And I still had his address. So when I showed up on that dark, rainy night in August, somethingthathappened.com.